And if somebody's been visiting, you wanted to indicate to them that you've enjoyed their visit, you might say, well, I hope you'll come
again. I'll come back soon.
How would you greet somebody around December 25th, you'd say?
I very seldom say Merry Christmas, but probably just Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about around January 1st?
And Happy New Year.
Okay. Say, if somebody's done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much
obliged to you.
Okay. And if you have to go downtown to get some things, you say you need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay, and if you bought something, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And you got home, you
unwrapped it.
If the storekeeper has to sell something for less than what you paid for it, you say you have to sell it.
At a discount, at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And if you see something that you really like, but it's too expensive, you might say, well, I sure would like to have that, but it just
costs too much.
Mm-hmm. But if it's something you need, like a car, you might go to your banker to see if you could
borrow enough money to buy it with.
You might say, well, I'd like to help you out, but nowadays money's mighty
tight or scarce.
If it's the first of the month, you say the bill is
due.
If you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. Say, if you go off the end of the board into the water, you say that you went down the end of the board and in.
Dived into the pool.
Okay. He has a lot today.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of the verb form. He dived. He has dived a lot.
Mm-hmm. He sure does like to
dive.
When you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Yeah, he ran off the end of the board and across.
Swam across?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has out there on
swam.
The
swim, swim, swim. So dove in that diving stuff somewhere. I don't know. Dive and it's dove and dived, I believe. Huh?
He dove in?
Yeah, dove in the water.
And if he gets in water that's too deep for him, he might
drown.
Yeah. He got in there and he
drowned it?
Okay. A lot of people have
drowned it.
Okay. Say if a little boy is playing out in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go, oh, you say he did a what?
A flip or a somersault.
Mm-hmm. When you dive in the water and you land flat and make a popping noise, you say you did it.
What is it, a belly something? A belly whopper?
Okay. You ever heard called a belly buster?
Belly buster, or? Then, okay.
Mm-hmm. Around here, if you go into the store to pay off your bill, would the storekeeper ever give you something a little extra, either for that or maybe some other occasion?
Not around here. I've been to places where they have.
What would you call that? He gave you a what?
It couldn't be a tip. That's what you give him. I don't know what.
I was mainly interested if you ever heard the word lanyap used like that.
No, I haven't.
So before a baby walks, it does what?
It crawls.
All right, and if a boy has a kite stuck up in a tree, he's going to have to
get it out. Maybe climb the tree and get it out.
He, the tree, and got his cat.
Climbed the tree.
He has.
Climbed.
Okay. What about if a child is going to say its prayers before it goes to bed? You say he did what beside the bed?
Knelt.
Okay. And if you're feeling tired, you might say, I'm going to down in bed for a while.
Going, say that again.
I'm going to.
Oh.
Down
is it me? Lay down for a while. Lay down for a while.
Okay.
I might have gotten that wrong, and I've been talking about lay and lie and lame all this year.
Sort them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, this one, if somebody's very sick, you might say, well, he couldn't even sit up. He just been in bed all day.
Just sat in bed all day.
Are he?